It looks like I can hear you. I think I figured it out. Yeah, all right, good. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate that. You know why I didn't notice right away? Because of how I was daydreaming. So I asked you guys how your weekend was. And I was telling you that I had a great weekend. And then I, like, my mind was going off onto how wonderful of a weekend that I had. Because I bought a kayak. And so I was telling you, this is my backyard. This is the river that I live on. And then I got a kayak. That's actually my house. Right here is actually Nishra sitting right there, right at the base of our spot. So this is basically where my backyard ends, right into the river. And then this is basically standing right there. So I'm like way out here in the other picture, just looking back. So that was my weekend. I was out on a kayak. I was also gardening. So I have rhubarb on my property, and it's been absolutely taken over. Excuse me. It was absolutely taken over by weeds and all sorts of different plants that were annoying. Well, I got rid of them. And now I feel like I've got like a kinship with the rhubarb. I know it almost feels weird to say, but I don't know. I love the rhubarb. Like I cleaned it up. I saw some new leaves coming up. You know, I made it all nice and clean all around it, so it's just the rhubarb has that area. And I don't feel like I've got a new friend with the rhubarb. Like, me and the rhubarb are homies. So it's pretty cool. And yeah, so I mean I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it many, many times, because I'm still getting used to the idea that this is mine. Like, this house is my house. I own it. This land that I'm on, I own this land. That river. I mean, you know, someone actually mentioned it in the comments on my Instagram feed. They said, you could actually set up like a hydroelectric power system and actually, you know, get never run out of energy. And I thought about it, and I talked to the previous owner, and he told me that in wintertime, the current of this river is so strong, it never freezes. So I actually could do that. I could have some sort of electric wheel system that can charge things, like my water pump, because I'm on a well. So if, say, the electricity went out, right? I actually talked to him, and it has happened before, because I'm kind of out there. I mean, I'm living out on a in the middle of nowhere. So if the electricity goes out, if I have some sort of pump connected to a water wheel electro machine, I don't know what they're called, but I should look into it. I'm pretty excited about it. Anyway, all right, so today I've got an interesting story. So I've got some news about Trump 2024. I don't know if you guys heard this, but I don't know if it's not confirmed, but Sean Spicer has come out and said it's happening. So I got that article. We're going to talk about that. Then, you know, I got to talk about Obama's birthday bash. So last week I talked about how he was going to have a massive party, and he was acting like everyone was going to be like, yay, Obama is going to have a great party. But everyone was like, you're having a big, huge party? Like, WTF, what about the rest of us? We can't go see our loved ones. We can't, you know, get married and have parties with our families. Our children have to wear masks at school. And they go, you know what? Because of the Delta variant, we're going to have just a small gathering of friends and family. All right, well, that didn't happen. That was a load of crap. All right. And so I got pictures. The DJ, I guess, leaked some videos that they made her delete. Anyway, it's rather juicy. We're going to get into that one. What else we got? Oh, all right. So we got, so I guess the Colorado Rockies have, there's this controversy about someone yelling the N-word, at one of the baseball players, and of course the left Twitter went nuts with it and ran rampant with it, and it turns out to be false. Another Jesse Smollett story, although this was, you know, it kind of sounds like it could have been it, but it wasn't it, so it was a little bit less. I mean, Smollett actually, like, faked it, where this was, like, just a misunderstanding more, but man, did they run with it. And, of course, Keith Olbermann, I'm going to rip him apart for it because, you know, he still isn't going back on the tweet that he put out. We're going to get into that. And then I want to talk about the patriotic gold medalist, Tamira Mensah. Now, I actually played her clip last week when she won gold. And YouTube, they didn't just private my video. They made it so you couldn't find it at all. And I had to delete the segment of her saying, "I'm proud of America." I had to delete it, or else they wouldn't even let me private the video. It was, like, gone. And they were like, "To get this back, you have to delete this segment. From you can't monetize it, you can't, and no one can see it. Only you, the owner, can see this, and we're gonna have to, you're gonna have to clip it." So I'm gonna read the words of what she said. I can't play the clip, although in this article, you could see that there's something I could play, that's the clip of her being super patriotic. Anyway, she's awesome, and she's even more awesome when you find out what she did with her money that she earned from getting gold. It's awesome. It makes me love this patriot even more so. All right, first, I want to just shed some light on Trump 2024. So a lot of people are talking about DeSantis 2024. Is DeSantis going to run? And honestly, I like DeSantis a lot. I like, you guys know me. I voted for Trump. I wanted him to win. Some say that he did. But that's a different story. But I really like DeSantis. I would like DeSantis to run in 2024. I'm not saying I don't want Trump to run. I think them two together would be fantastic. Like a Trump-DeSantis ticket would be incredible, and I would absolutely vote for that. And I think they would win because people are seeing, at least I want to think that people are seeing the hypocrisy between what DeSantis is doing in his state, which is as far as I'm concerned, amazing. I think he's doing a great job in his state. Biden's trying to basically throw him under the bus, but it's just gaslighting at the most. All right, but I'm going to talk about Trump. So this is from Sean Spicer. This is from the Conservative Brief. He says, "Donald Trump running for president. He's in." Well, it's not really surprising, but to hear, it's like, okay. Let's see. Washington Examiner reported that former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Trump is gearing up to run. "He's in," Spicer said during a preview interview of his upcoming book, Radical Nation, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' Dangerous Plan for America. Spicer said Trump is looking beyond 2022, but will play kingmaker in the crucial midterm elections next November. Spicer told the Examiner that Trump has banked $102 million. Lost weight, and kept his approval ratings high. You know, that's actually pretty crucial because, I'll be honest, Trump, I mean, you were looking a little round around the midwaist, if you know what I'm saying. You could lose a couple bit, which I'm happy for you because you're going to be healthier. And I'm glad that this was mentioned because he should lose weight. Dude was, he was a little overweight and it's not healthy. Let's see here. Spicer said that the last few months of bumbles by the Biden White House, especially on Trump issues such as immigration, have encouraged the former president to look beyond 2022 midterm elections, during which he plans to be a kingmaker. You know, I mean, he really does have a lot of sway in America, and they hate him for it. And by they, I mean the Democrats and the establishment, right? I guess they can't stand that he has so much power still, living rent-free in their brains. Spicer isn't the only former Trump official saying this. Earlier this month, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Trump and his allies are looking to move forward in a real way. Meadows said that both he and Trump are meeting with some of our cabinet members as recently as that day, but he added that he was not authorized to speak on behalf of the former president to divulge too many details about the meeting. You know, I remember just 4 days ago or something like this, Trump was, he walked into a room and he was talking to some people and someone was like, just yelled, blurted over the crowd, like, we need you back, president, like, America needs you. And then he looked right at, he pointed right at him, he's like, then you're going to be really happy about what's coming soon. So, I mean, you know, he's a showboater. He loves to rile people up. So, I think he's definitely going to run. Like, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he run again? Like, he wanted to be president again. He's going to run again. He's younger. I mean, he's younger than Biden. Biden is, and Biden's a hot mess. My goodness, if Biden can win it, geez. Anyway, let's see. According to Meadows, the meeting would not have happened at all if there were no plans to move forward in a real way. We met with several of our cabinet members tonight. We actually had a follow-up meeting with some of our cabinet members. And as we are looking at, as we were looking at that, we were looking at what comes next, Meadows says. I'm not authorized to speak on behalf of the president, but I can tell you this. We wouldn't be meeting tonight if we weren't making plans to move forward in a real way. That must be the approved statement. Tell them that we're planning on moving forward in a real way. So it's not really saying much, but Sean Spicer says he's in. Of course, he's also selling a book right now, so he could just be getting his name into the circuit. You know, who knows? Trump previously told Fox News host Sean Hannity that he made a decision on 2024, but did not say exactly what it was. Trump did hint at running for office again. This is from Hannity. You are not going to answer, but I have to ask, where are you in the process? Hannity said to Trump on Wednesday regarding his decision on whether to mount another White House bid. Let me ask you this, without giving the answer, what the answer is, have you made up your mind? Trump responded, yes. And Hannity continued, if you move forward, you know how difficult it is, but you seem ready to re-engage in that battle. And Trump says, it's not that I want to. The country needs it. We have to take care of this country. I don't want to. Is this fun? Fighting constantly? Fighting always? I mean, the country. What we have done is so important. And not to mention all of the work that Biden has essentially done to dismantle all of Trump's work. I mean, Biden brought us out of Afghanistan. Everyone's like, yay! And then the Secretary of State, they all just started bombing Afghanistan and key parts. It's all about the money. They wanted to get out of Afghanistan so the Taliban would take over. And they did. And now they're bombing Afghanistan again. And now we're re-entering it. Right? I mean, just today, hold on, let me pull this up, because I wasn't really going to talk about it, but it kind of, I got to, because this, it's crazy. Hold on. Just give me a second to find this. U.S. officials confirms U.S. military deploying AC-130 gunships, MQ-9 Reaper drones, as well as B-52 bombers and F-18s to strike Taliban and boost Afghanistan security forces. AC-130s and MQ-9s carry out the majority of the strikes. So we're going back and using our military strength in Afghanistan still. What's changed? Nothing. The military industrial complex is getting its reinvigoration. Trump was trying to de-escalate the war in the Middle East, and Biden has led them right to where they want them, making that money again. Of course. Despite being several months out of office, Trump remains overwhelmingly the most popular figure in the Republican Party, with several polls suggesting that voters would choose to elect him again if he runs for office. Earlier this month, a straw poll taken at the Conservative Political Action Conference showed that Trump enjoyed overwhelming support from those present, holding a 70% lead over other opponents. That's a big lead. That's a big lead. I mean, it's not surprising. I think Trump would absolutely win the Republican nominee if he ran. He is head over heels the strongest candidate over anyone else, with the exception of maybe Ron DeSantis if Trump doesn't run. So if he doesn't run, I think Ron DeSantis would absolutely get the top ticket, and that's why the Republic or the Democrats are trying to basically discredit him in the media constantly. So we'll see. I'm hoping for a Trump DeSantis ticket. I think that would be the strongest bet for our country. DeSantis has proven himself a patriot and a lover of American freedom, and it's you'll just love to see it. All right, so let's move on. I actually wasn't planning on talking about it that much, but a lot just kind of came out there. All right, let's talk about Obama's birthday, Obama's hypocrisy, or just the Democrats' hypocrisy, because there's a lot that's come out here. It's sick. I mean, so we talked about this last week, right? We saw that he was going to scale it back. Oh, you know, the Delta variant is running rampant. You know, we know from the CDC, as far as what I've read, I'm no expert, YouTube, but the Delta variant can be spread by vaccinated people as well. So it doesn't really, you know, I don't know what they're going to come up with next to for fear-mongering, but, you know, this party is just a smack in the face of everybody. You, me, anyone out there that has been told they can't go out, they have to mask up, they have to quarantine, and they can't have parties, they can't go see their loved ones when they're dying, you can't get married. It's all, it's just so ridiculous. Private jets and no masks. How Obama's party was height of elite hypocrisy. And it really was. All right, yeah, you, hold on, let's just see. I'll just read the whole thing, it's fine. For someone who prides himself on optics, Barack Obama has gave us quite an ugly spectacle. Yeah, you think? As the rest of America struggles with uncertain employment status and school reopenings, shifting mask mandates and anxiety over vaccinations and variants, the health of the economy and the citizenry at large, Obama had to go and throw himself a huge, epic 3-day birthday bash at Martha's Vineyard. You would think a former president, one who clearly considers himself more intelligent and sensitive than most, would exercise some restraint, or at least understand that this was supremely bad look. A supremely bad look. Here was our climate czar, John Kerry, flying private in a private jet. Of course, the climate czar. You don't care about the climate. They don't care about the climate. They care about control. His mode of travel was preferred by a host of left-leaning eco-warriors, celebs, all Obama's close friends, of course, descending on an already understaffed and emotionally depleted vineyard. His birthday party is insane. Excuse me, one of Obama's caterers told the Post last week. What is he thinking? Clearly, Obama thought to do whatever he damn well pleased, even after such backlash caused him to effectively cancel his party. No. That's a lie, actually. He effectively told the media to tell everybody that he was going to tone it down. And guess who really isn't talking about this? The mainstream media. I mean, the New York Post, yeah, they're talking about it. But who are we kidding? The New York Post literally talks about everything. I mean, everything. If someone stubs their toe and it like causes them to find like $5 on the ground, they're going to report on it. But sometimes New York Post, you get it right. Anyway, here is the massive, massive tent that Obama put together. Look at this. Hundreds descend on Martha's Vineyards for his birthday. This outdoor event was planned months ago in accordance to all public health guidelines and with COVID safeguards in place, Obama spokesperson Hannah Hankins told the press last week. Due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the president and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. I mean, really? But they continue. Now we know that was a lie. Mm-hmm. The Obamas hosted hundreds of guests, all free to go unmasked, while their 200 servers were reportedly forced to mask up. The tiny island's residents, meanwhile, endured a SHIT show of traffic and sudden road closures enforced by Secret Service. Is there a more disgusting display of elitist rules for thee, not for me, than this? No, there isn't. There is not. Famously close friend David Axelrod, who sat for Hagiographic, three-part HBO Obama doc that premiered last week, who just called Obama an apostle of hope in the Washington Post, of course in Washington Post, goodness, and the advisor of the most responsible for getting Obama elected in the first place, was, according to the New York Times, cut from the guest list. Oof! Not even his close friend David Axelrod. Yes, David Rocks Axelrod was uninvited at the last minute, so close friends such as her former Real Housewife of Atlanta, Kim Fields, Bradley Cooper, Stephen Colbert, to name a few, but a few could attend. This is some cold stuff. I mean, I have more than just this picture. I mean, they have a few pictures here, but look at this. This is all them. You know what? This is the family standing together. That's fine. Oh, no. This was the musician, her. Okay. The uninvited, according to the Times, were abruptly cut. It tells you just where the Obama's post-presidential priorities are. Hollywood, podcasts, Netflix deals, and socializing with celebrities. I mean, come on. Look, we got... Where is it? Here's John Legend. Being unvaccinated and or unmasked at a large indoor gathering is like literally begging to get COVID. Please don't do that to yourself, your family, or your neighbors. Here's him showing up for that backyard bash. Of course, we have the haters. Outdoor. You know what outdoor means? Do you know what this tent is? It's basically a massive indoor building that you build outside. So no, it's not outdoors. It's inside a giant tent. I mean, what's the difference between that tent and, you know, a massive arena that, or, you know, a soccer field, football field, you know, what's the difference? It's open, it's outdoors. So what, people can go there? Here's a video that was deleted. This is from Jewish Deplorable, luckily snagged it. Video of Obama's maskless Martha's Vineyard birthday party before Erica Badu deleted it. This was the DJ, and they forced her to delete it. She didn't just delete it, they forced her to delete it. The Streisand effect, huh? I mean, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. They could have just left it out because the internet is forever, Obama. Hello, Democrats, we see you. It's like the videos of Biden being racist and grooming. Like, they're out there. We see it. How this man became president is beyond me. But these videos are here. They're here to stay. Look, I don't know if it was 700 guests, but I did post this because it's hilarious. Because, and also very sad, because this is what they can do indoors. It's indoors. Look at this. They're all crowded together. No masks, whatever. And this is your kids. When's it gonna end? When's it gonna end? Is it gonna end? I don't think it's gonna end. Get my chat back up. What's up, chat? Holy cow, what's going on in chat? Wow. Chat is exploding. What's up, chat? How you guys doing? I can't even read chat right now. Anyway, how you guys doing? Yeah, I'm sick of this hypocrisy. I'm sick of it. I cannot stand the gaslighting either. Like Biden saying, record jobs. We've got record. You shut the economy down. You destroyed the jobs. Now you're saying you can reopen. Look at all the jobs I created. It's so frustrating. My goodness. What's up? Yeah, I had a troll invasion or something, right? My goodness. I wasn't even paying attention for a little bit. Thank you. Thank you, Mom. My mom is the best. You know what? I got to make some of you guys mods. I honestly, I'm at the point where I can pick a few of you out there that I could trust being mods for my chat. You know what I'm saying? No joke. Yeah. I mean, yo, I see a couple people and they're like, yo, I can help. I feel you. I feel like I can trust some of the people in my chat to actually become mods. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate that. Mom's the best, right? Yes, I need more moms. I need more moms. Mods. Mom mods. No, I'm not going to trust you, Marvin. yes, I know. It's true. All right. So, well, actually, we'll get into that maybe another time. I want to talk about this ridiculous... So this... Okay, this all started from a fan yelling something. Now, immediately, the announcer said, I'm very sorry for what I just heard. That does not belong here. So he instantly just made it that word. So for those who don't know, a fan of the Colorado Rockies was yelling something. Now, the announcer thought it was the N-word. Obviously, if he was yelling the N-word, it would have been completely inappropriate and terrible. But it turns out it wasn't. This is the tweet that the Colorado Rockies, the statement, the Colorado Rockies are disgusted at the racial slur by a fan directed at the Marlins' Lewis Brinson during the ninth inning of today's game. Although the subject was not identified prior to the end of the game, the Rockies are still investigating this incident. The Rockies have zero tolerance for any form of racism or discrimination, and any fan using derogatory language of any kind will be ejected and banned from Coors Field. Okay. You know what? Sure. This is from Paul Severino. He was actually announcing the game. I am absolutely disgusted at the language that was picked up by the mics late in the game today. The level of hate that was displayed has no place in this world. Unfortunately, it's still far too prevalent. We need to be better, and soon. Just awful. I love this. James Lindsay goes, have you considered calming down? But this is the kicker. Keith Olbermann. I cannot stand this guy. I don't know if you know who Keith Olbermann is, but he has an absolute loathing for President Trump. He cannot stand you, me. He can't stand me because I'm a Trump supporter. If you're a Trump supporter, ooh, he does not like you. Shouting the N-word at a game? Where is the Rockies' statement on how they apprehended the racist and what they did to him? Where is the MLB's investigation? This is a private business, and they are responsible for the conduct of their patrons. Oh my gosh. Dude, you need to relax. Here it is, The Federalist. Thank you. After a media run with the story of the Rockies fan yelling racial slur, evidence shows he was yelling at the mascot. That's right, the mascot's name. When yelled out, sounds fairly similar to the N-word, with a hard R. But it turns out that's what the fan was yelling. He was looking at the mascot and yelling his name to try to get a picture. Oh! And yet, the media ran with it. Now, that's essentially the story. I mean, this goes in to talking about how the media is yelling and yelling, and then it turns out it was absolutely nothing. I gotta give it up for the Colorado Rockies. Thank you for this statement. After a thorough investigation that included calls, emails, and video clips from concerned fans, media, and broadcast partners, the Colorado Rockies have concluded that the fan was indeed yelling for the Rockies mascot Dinger, or Dinger, I don't know exactly how to say it, but in hopes of getting his attention for a photo. And there was never any racial slur that occurred. The Rockies remain dedicated to providing an inclusive environment for all fans, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. You were wrong. Thank you for acknowledging that it wasn't actually a racial slur. So, okay, so hey, Paul Severino, Where's your recant? Nope, nothing. It's still the last tweet that he did was expressing anger about what happened, which didn't actually happen. Or what about Keith Olbermann? He doubles down. He talks about how, oh, well, they retweeted this. This whole story is really confusing. What really happened? Oh, blah, 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 blah. Keith Olbermann, you were wrong. And you know that you're a fearmonger that you can't even admit when you were wrong. You were wrong, Keith Olbermann. Can you hear me? You were wrong. You haven't recanted, all right? Hey, when I'm wrong, I'll happily say, hey, I was wrong about that. Why? Because I want to be right, all right? Trust me, for those who remember when I was on Timcast IRL, I didn't like being told I was wrong, especially when I knew I was right, all right? So that's why I did my research. That's why I started digging into things, so I can know what I'm talking about. And when I was told I was wrong, I could be like, here's the facts that prove me right. Because I like being correct. And if I'm wrong, please tell me. Please inform me. And when I find out I'm wrong, I'm going to let you know, hey, I was wrong about that. Or maybe delete the tweet and say, hey, I was wrong about that. That's why I deleted it. Keith Olbermann, you don't have the balls to delete the tweet. You don't have the balls to even acknowledge that you were wrong. You want that fear. He retweeted so many different people's anger about this. It's so lame. And their statement from last night is still standing, uncorrected and unaddressed. So they've taken three different sides on this. They didn't take different sides. They said, if it was, we've heard that it was a racial slur. Racial slurs are terrible and we're investigating. And now, and they're disgusted at the fan. So then at least they came out and said, hey, it wasn't a racial slur. We found out the guy just wanted a picture. They didn't say sorry, which they should have. But of course, the key figures here on the talking heads, I can say, of the left, or I don't even know if this guy, Paul Severino, is a talking head on the left, but he was the sports announcer that apologized right away on air. I'm sorry for those terrible words you just heard. Even though it wasn't terrible words, they were actually the mascot's name. Stupid. All right, I'm over talking about these things. I want to talk about an actual patriot. Now this, you love to see. I love this story. This put a big smile on my face. Not only do I love this girl, Tamara Mensah, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, Tamara Mensah. She is fantastic. She won gold for wrestling last week. She went viral in a video saying she is so proud to represent America. And she loves America. This is, like, I love that. I love seeing it. Look at this. Patriotic gold medalist Tamara Mensah uses prize money to buy a food truck for her widowed mother. Or I don't know if it's her widowed mother, just for a widowed mother. We'll see. I'm not sure, actually, but it's amazing. This is what she did with her money. It's amazing. Unapologetically patriot U.S. gold medalist Tamara Mensah Stock is using her Olympic prize money to buy her mother a food truck. Yeah, it was her mom. The wrestler said she'd seen her mother struggle since the day her father died in a tragic accident when Mensah Stock was still in high school. He was driving home from one of her wrestling matches. Now the 28-year-old wants to ease her mother's burdens and help fulfill her dream. As a gold medal Olympian, Mensah Stock received $37,500 paid out by the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. It's all going to her mom. All right, before I continue reading this, that's so cool. Now, I already really like this girl. She won. She's proud of her country. She unapologetically screamed it out. She had tears in her eyes. She was crying about her mother or her father. She was, you know, just so proud about what she had just done. And I'm so proud of her. I'm, you know, it fills me with pride to root and be stoked for an athlete that loves her country. It's amazing to see it. But she gave her mother all of the money to buy a food truck. This is just amazing. this is a quote from her. She's always doing backbreaking work, and I've just seen her struggling ever since my dad died, and I don't like seeing it, the gold medalist told People magazine on Friday. I made a promise to her, and she loves cooking, Mensah-Stock says. It's just one of her passions. Growing up, we'd be like, oh, mommy, you put your back into this food like you literally put your foot in it. Sorry, I just spit a little bit. That's fantastic. The wrestler recalled her mother using a portable grill to make and sell food off of what Mensah-Stock when was she was a little girl, which the wrestler said was not exactly the best legal method. So how about I buy you a food truck and you could be anywhere you want to be, Mensah-Stock told her mother. My mom was ecstatic. She's like, yes, I would love that. This is 5 years ago. I just keep telling her, just hold off, mommy. Please just hold off. Now Mensah-Stock can make her mother's dream come true, she said. It's going to be pleasant. It's going to be legal. It's going to be fun, the wrestler added. And she's even got a name in mind for the food truck. The Ladybug. Look, I love my mom. Mom, I know you're there. I see you chatting. I would do anything for my mother. She's one of the most important people in my life. You know, I understand this. You know, I love this about this girl. She is a patriot and a good, she's got a good soul. You know, you can just, you love to see it. I just, it's such a good, it makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. The highlighted, as highlighted by Daily Wire, Mensah-Stock quietly captures the hearts of the American peoples last week when she reacted to her gold medal win. Overcome with emotion, the wrestler wrapped herself in the red, white, and blue and thanked God and expressed her gratitude for our country. Something not entirely common among U.S. athletes at the Tokyo Olympics. Here's a quote. This is it right here. I surprised myself. It's by the grace of God I'm able to move my feet, Mensah-Stock said following the championship match. I just leave it in his hands. And I pray that all the practice, the hell that my freaking coaches put me through, pays off. And every single time it does. And I get better and better. And it's so weird that there's no cap to the limit I can do. I'm excited to see what I have next. When asked by a reporter how it felt to represent her country, Mensah-Stock said it felt amazing. Quote, I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. The athlete said, I love it. I'm so happy I get to represent America. This is amazing. Like, I just, I want to get her on my show. I want to talk to her. I would love, if we can do this, I mean, if she finds this and watches this video, please contact me. Find me on Twitter, Adam Krigler. Get people, just tag my name, and I would love to meet you and talk to you because you are inspiring. I want to know more about you. This is the kind of athlete that I want to root for. And you know what? Most Americans want to root for an athlete like this girl because she embodies what an American athlete should be. Thank you very much, Tamira Mensah. You're awesome. All right, let's get into some super chats. Thanks, guys. How y'all doing tonight? I think I have some super chats that were deleted. Man, what an awesome athlete, right? She is a boss. Love that girl. All right, thank you guys for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. If you haven't, smash that like button yet. I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, I've had an awesome episode today. Just gonna say it myself. It's been fantastic. Why? Because all you guys are hanging out, tuning in for me. All right, let's see what you guys have to say. Come on. Come on. For some reason, it's not loading. Why are you not loading my super chats? All right, I'm gonna have to get to those early super chats in a little bit. For some reason, it is not loading. Let's see, I don't know why that is. Robert Shaw says, Kriegerladers, mount up. You like how I did that, Robert Shaw? That was for you. I went full in on that one. Robert Shaw says, boomer in chief to dementia in chief. Nice. Robert Shaw says, since redacted is so terrible and everyone needs to be redacted, I'm getting my redacted shot in October. LOL, we don't have enough apparently. Oh, really? Is that the case? There's not enough? Goodness sakes. Marchie says, finally an episode that reflects my hearing level. Robert Shaw says, how long before he realizes no audio? Hey, by the way, thank you guys for spamming chat about no audio because I had no idea. I'm glad you can hear me now. that's great. Where is it? Francisco says, a little contribution for a better audio setup. Robert Shaw says, that was a weird attempt at censorship. Gary Jensen says, on-off button should be on. Thanks, guys. Ooh. Robert Shaw says, putting Cass Castle to shame with your house, bro. No comment. I got lots to say. I'm not saying it, though. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, Obama, everyone mask up. It's for the best of the community. Also Obama for his 60th birthday bash. It's okay. We're exempted. Ridiculous. Joseph, thank you for that super chat. You didn't say anything. Just sent some money. I appreciate you. Robert Shaw says, no Mark. It's his till they remove him from the land. Hey, now. No. This place is mine. This place is mine. Mark says, it's yours until you can't afford the property tax. Or property theft. I mean tax. I see what you did there. Joseph said, use the rhubarb in a pie with strawberries or cook it as a sauce with other berries as a topping for pancakes that can be frozen for storage. All right. I love rhubarb a lot. Like strawberry rhubarb pie. Mwah. I can't wait. The rhubarb isn't looking very good right now because it was definitely overgrown with a lot of weeds and stuff. So, but it's still there, and I see a lot of promising new leaflets coming up. Robert Shaw says, I mean, Obama redacted the Middle East, so LOL, as if he cares about the American people. Ha 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 ha, bro, he can do no wrong. He redacted schools, man. I love these redacted ones. It's kind of fun. Robert Shaw says, the redacted was redacted in Biden's favor. Yep, I definitely agree with that. Robert Shaw says, Adam is Target brand Daniel Jackson. From Stargate? Wait, Daniel Jackson. Like, is that... That's Jackson from Stargate, right? Am I right on that, Robert Shaw? Are you calling me... I love that movie, so I'm not even upset about it. Sebastian says, did you watch the video by L in a tweet that I sent? I don't know if I saw that, Sebastian. Look, it's way easier for me to see things if you go to my locals page, adamkrigler.locals.com. Definitely go there and I'll be able to see it. Post it up over there. Tam Tom says, use this for a slice of bacon. I know you miss it. I don't. I really don't miss bacon. I had some vegan bacon today on a burger. It was amazing. A Beyond Burger. I love those Beyond Burgers. They're so good. I'm technically not vegan anymore, guys. Breaking news. I ate an egg. I've actually had a few eggs because they're from a farm that I know I've like the eggs are from chickens that are running around, not like from the store. Like I literally know where the chick, like I know the chickens. And I don't know if you remember, I have a chicken coop. I'm getting my own chickens. I'm gonna have eggs again. So I'm no longer vegan. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm not even upset about it. So, you know, I live my life for me. I was vegan for me. You know, I've never preached it or anything, but it is kind of funny that, you know, people always say, oh, you missed your bacon. And it's like, well, I didn't miss my bacon, but someone said, Nest in chat is said, imagine the fart. Nishra knows. It's true. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. It was bad. Let me just say. Did I say it enough? Anyway. Where was I? Mr. Squiggle says, all that's left is for Trump to shave his head. Yeah, right. Sectus Gaming says, here for the Krig and the 69 roll, 18 now. Sectus, you crazy, man. Crazy. Let's see here. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, is it right to call Biden the Lord of War? No, it's not, because you think that man actually has any clue as to what he's doing? Really? You think he would be considered the Lord of War? No. Robertshaw says, Lord of Dementia. Now, there we go. Now we're talking. Right. Sebastian says, given how young I was when 9/11 happened, 9, to when I first enlisted, 18, to present day, 29, I could say that I'm a veteran of the long war. Three gens? Yeah, wow. Well, hey, thank you for your service, Sebastian. I appreciate that. King says, you still want to play Destiny on PS 1v1? Man, I haven't played Destiny in a long time. I really loved Destiny, but when my friends stopped playing Destiny, it wasn't as fun. I don't know. You know, I like playing with my homies. You know, I play Dead by Daylight because my boy Call plays it, Darth Call on Twitch. I just started playing, what is it, Splitgate? It's a first-person shooter that's cross-platform, cross-gen. It's pretty cool because my boy Shinra, one of my homies, and then, of course, Fernk, one of my best homies. Excuse me. Serious Business says, let me know if you need another chat mod. Happy to help. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know what? I'm making Montana Horseman. Congratulations, sir. You are now a mod in my chat. I just upgraded you, sir. Montana Horseman, seriously, you have been a supporter of me since day one, TimCast IRL. I'm serious, and I swear you are at every single episode of AdamCast, to the Krigler Show. Thank you so much. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I love it. So congratulations, sir. I mean, I have a feeling chat agrees with me that if someone's going to become a mod in my chat first, it's going to be Montana Horseman. So congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Robert Wiles, Mark Robertshaw says, they talked about 20 more variants coming. GG, are you serious? 20 more variants? Oh my goodness, I have no idea. Robertshaw says, Obama blows them up, Biden just sniffs them. Oof! Right on, Horseman. Montana Horseman says, wow, thanks, The Krigler Show. I'm truly honored, very much so. Thank you. For sure, my friend. For sure, my friend. I'm going to give more mod powers soonish because we're going to need them. Why are you... Danny keeps asking me who I'm talking to. I'm reading the super chats on my screen here. I'm reading the super chats, man. Can't you tell? Don't you know? I can't read the super chats while looking at you guys. I can't, like, read from the corner of my eye. Silly man. Silly. All right. Robertshaw says, don't talk about the redacted efficiency. No. Robertshaw, at least Biden isn't mean tweeting. I mean, it's got a good point there. Jaxel says, shout out to Adam's mom. Shout out to the moms, right? Have you called your mom recently, people? Call your mothers. Tell them you love them, all right? Do it while you still got them around, all right? Trust me, do it. And on that note, call your grandmothers. Tell your grandmothers that you love them and you miss them. Do it now. Or wait until my show's over and then do it. All right, let's see here. Mark Robertshaw says, still 8 million jobs vacant. Mark G says, I'll be your mom. I already have one. I'm quite happy about that. So thank you. Robertshaw says, call your mods mom. From now on, I demand it. Okay. Wait, oh, call your mods moms from now on, I demand it. That is hilarious. The chat moms. That's kind of funny. I mean, should I do it, chat? What do you guys think? It's kind of funny. Good, the chat moms. I'm leaning towards doing that because that's pretty good. Sejong, hey, how you doing, buddy? I can't wait for Trump 2024. It's going to be a world meme, a world meme war 3. Let's crush it for Krigler and roll me a natural 20. All right, I don't have any dies, but I can Random dice generator. There we go. I can just do the, you know, the random dice roller. Give me a second. I'll roll the die. You guys know the deal. I just rolled the die. Good luck. Have fun. You know how we do. Sorry it wasn't a natural 20. You know, it's not the same without actually rolling the die. So maybe when I actually get it back. But good luck. Have fun, everybody. I'm looking for those numbers rolling in. Wow, they're coming in fast. Here we go. Let's see. Everyone's guessing. Everyone's guessing. We've got a winner. It's Testudox Arrow. Congratulations. It was 3. You won absolutely nothing. Save it up for something really nice. Maybe you can get a discount someday. Craig Mata says, I got my coffee on Saturday, brewed some coffee the next morning. By far the cleanest, smoothest coffee I've ever had. Thanks for Krigler Coffee. Wow, Craig, thank you. And I'm very happy to, thank you. I'm happy to know that you've enjoyed it because, you know, that you love to hear that. You know, I have a product that I'm actually selling, and it's coffee that I personally really love. For me, like, I love coffee. I'm a coffee guy. I drink it every morning. So, you know, it's good coffee. Craig continues, says, product idea, Krigler Coffee Starter Kit. Includes one mug, 4 or 5 samples of bag of choice of coffee, and 1 sticker. I love that idea. In fact, you're not the first person to suggest the sampler bags. It's just not as easy as I would like it to be, but we should work on that. In fact, I'm gonna make a note of that because I would really... I like that idea, and I feel like we should do that. Hold on, let me just write this down in my... There we go. Okay. So I'll remember that. I'll bring it to my other homies. Sebastian says, UW Madison moved a rock because it's racist. WTF. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. You know what? I'm going to talk about that tomorrow because... All right, I can tell you guys a little bit about this, right? UW Madison moved a rock because the name of the rock was supposedly racist from one of the presidents of UW Madison from like 1880 or something. It was 70 tons. This rock weighed 70 tons. It's billions of years old, this rock. Yeah. It's a billion year old 70 ton rock was moved because of its name. They could have just renamed it. There, I did my segment on it. No, I'll talk about it tomorrow because it is ridiculous. Robershaw says, totally forgot that we have our census tonight. It's a compulsory $1,000 fine. No one takes it serious. Jedi is a popular religion in the census. F government. My goodness. Jedi, I love that. That's cool to know. That is hilarious. Mark Robichaud says, see the Star Wars shop owner ripping SJWs? Love it. I know, I saw Nerdrotic's video on it. Or no, wait, were they talking about it on Friday Night Tights? I think that's what I saw. I saw them talking about that whole thing on Friday Night Tights. It is just absolutely amazing, this old man. Dude is super based. And rip this guy apart. It was fantastic. Where am I? 3QH the band says, Aaron here. Sent an email from my Yahoo account to your Krigler site. Please let me know if can help. Love your content. My favorite influencer. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that a lot. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will definitely check it out. Daniel Irving says, Adam's mom has got it going on. Adam's mom has got it going. All right. Yeah. Anyway, it's, yeah, cool. JL says, longtime fan of yours, best of luck to you and your lovely wife in your new home. Thank you very much. If you guys did miss the clips, I have a couple pictures that I posted on my Instagram. This is standing on my backyard, looking out onto my river. Here is me sitting in my new kayak. That's the spot that I just took a picture of. This is me on my kayak. This is my back porch. This is Nisha chilling in her hammock with my cat Osiris. And yeah, that's the river. It literally is right next to my house. I love capital L-O-V-E, my home. It's amazing. I love my place. So thank you, JL. I really do appreciate that. Mr. Wolfgram says, I really want to get into PC gaming. Any tips and what I should look for? Okay. Absolutely. Build it yourself. It's not that hard. Okay. YouTube will help you do all of the stuff. You're going to save a lot of money and get a significantly better build. Spend the money on the GPU and the CPU. All right. Those are very important, and get a good motherboard that can support the newer GPUs and CPUs. Those are the three things that you should really spend your money on. The case, just try to get something with good airflow, not something with like solid glass everywhere. You want a lot of air pumping through that thing as to do a really nice fluid airflow through it to keep it cool. Yeah, I think that's pretty good advice. Mike says, Adam, keep up the great work, pal. Never let a few that try to drag you down, my friend. Thank you very much. Yeah, I really do appreciate that. You know, it's so nice hearing that you're doing a good job. You know, when it's tough being live and, you know, researching and finding stuff to do. I mean, some days it's easier than others because everybody's talking about something, so I get a lot of stories about what I'm going to talk about. Some days, you know, the news kind of sucks, but and sometimes it's super depressing. And I mean, I got to be honest, watching these far left progressive Democrats and their influence on the public is depressing. And sometimes it sucks to just be like, how can I not stop myself from screaming? Sometimes I can't. Let's see here. DJ Ronnie says, it's true, your glasses remind me of the best parts of the 90s and vaguely resemble the ones worn by Dr. Jackson. Yes! Look, I gotta be honest. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid. It's still one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. I actually had a huge crush on the girl. Shouty, I think, was her name. The girl that Dr. Jackson stayed behind for. I was like, I want to be that guy. I want to go travel through these stargates and go to exotic land and meet an exotic babe. Yeah. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, what's going on in France? The police checking people's vax details. This is authoritarian policing. History repeats itself. Ridiculous. I know I posted about it on Twitter. It is absolutely crazy. They are asking for people's papers now. Robert Shaw says, speaking of shaving heads, Tim's bald. Okay. Oh, I booked an appointment at a hair place. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm getting my hair cut. I'm talking short, baby. I'm getting it cut off. I am so hyped on it. You have no idea. Robert Shaw says, Interest says, bro, nothing wrong with eating some eggs you're comfortable with. Even not comfortable with. Glad you're expanding your new horizon on better health. Seriously. I mean, it's not about that it's for better health. I don't know. It's a long story. I could do a segment on it maybe one day, but no, I'm cutting the hair off, guys. Sorry. I am absolutely cutting my hair off. Go ahead, Danny. I can't handle it anymore. You guys have no idea how long I've had long hair and how annoying it is. It's so annoying, all right? I can't do it anymore. It's coming off. I'm cutting it off. Yes, I'm reading the chat, Weeby. I'm reading the chat and my super chats. All right, we got here. Sebastian says, would you get a VR setup? They're great to have. I have the PSVR. I absolutely love it. I love my VR, my PSVR. It's a head of its time. I think that's the market isn't there, so people aren't making good VR games. There's a few good games out there, but it's not a large library of VR games. But the PS5, I have it. They're supposedly coming out with a new VR in 2022. I'll probably get that because I just love the VR system. Steam has a really incredible VR set. But then again, though, the VR library, gaming library, is just not that extensive yet. But as I say, yet, because I think that the next stage of life is, you know, or excuse me, the next stage of gaming is in VR. I really do believe it because it's crazy. I mean, I was playing with my homie Shinra, right? He has PSVR. And we were playing a game. It was like a zombie hunting game, right? Where we're running around killing zombies. I forget the name of it, but I'm looking at him and we're standing next to each other and we're like talking and I'm like, that's you. Like we're talking and it really does feel like we're like hanging out. We're like next to each other. But, you know, it's his avatar and my avatar. You know, we're not anywhere near each other. We're hundreds of miles apart, thousands of miles apart at the time. It was awesome. So let's see here. I don't know why that is. Let's see here. Francisco says, 420 PST, take a bong hit. One for you and one for moms. All right. That's funny. Mavis says, Washington Examiner posted a story Saturday about the Lambda variant. I almost facepalmed. That's a joke, right? Is that serious? Robert Shaw says, you missed my F Blizzard super chat at the start. Yeah, actually, I was trying to get to those super chats. And it isn't... YouTube is not, I don't know why, YouTube isn't letting me open my super chat activity. I can't do it. I don't understand. Maybe if I do that. Come on. I can't, YouTube is literally not letting me access all of my super chats where I can go and look at them all. I only have the window. Usually I have a few that get deleted in the beginning that I always just go and check them in a different area. Well, I'm in this other area and it won't let me get to them. So I'm sorry, Robert Shaw, and also Robert Wiles, because I know you super chatted. I haven't gone a show without you super chatting me first, Robert Wiles. So Robert Wiles, thank you very much for that super chat. I know you did it. I don't even have to look. I just know that you did it. Thank you. And also, thank you very much, Robert Shaw, for F Blizzos. Mr. Squiggle says, for some reason, I can't see Montana Horseman on this account. Really? Interesting. That's interesting. Corny says, have you heard about Icelandic epidemiologists saying it's time to let everyone get infected to achieve herd immunity? I have not heard that, but I have a feeling that even if I said that seriously, YouTube would have an issue with it. I'm just reading super chats. YouTube, follow your doctor's advice, of course. Robert Shaw says, F Blizzard, Obama, and Biden. Right on. Joshua says, if we don't stand against the second wave of restrictions, we possibly lose our society forever with every regulation possible in the name of health. What do you do? I agree. I agree. Why was like and sub hidden? Someone said like and sub. Danny said that. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate that. But for some reason, YouTube felt that that needed to be behind a paywall. That's weird. Latin Pager says, YouTube won't let me super chat you. What? That's weird. I'm getting super chats in. I appreciate the try, though. Montana Horseman says he's going to check his block list for Mr. Squiggles. Hopefully that'll work. The farm engineer says the boulder hurt Kofifi's feels. Their Kofi feelings. Yes, it did. It really did. Maybe I should wait. So for those who don't know, farm engineer is actually going to join me on my show on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about, permaculture, growing your own food. And, I'm assuming he's got a red pill story because I think he mentioned that he used to be not lefty, but I don't know. There's, you know what? Hold on. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Probably won't be able to find it real quick, but you guys have to see this. Hold on. I'm going to look. Well, Blinky says, wait, the pyramids were built with slave labor. Are they going to cancel the pyramids? Yeah. Actually, I don't know if that's true. All right. I personally believe that it was an honor to work on the pyramids, and the people that worked on the pyramids were like chosen because they were actually good workers. I don't think it was slave labor. I want to see some proof that it was slave labor. Check us out. This is This is an accurate depiction. All right. This is me left of center. No joke. In 2008, I voted for Obama. 2012, I was not political at all. I wasn't paying attention. I was out living my life and skating all day and not paying attention at all. And now I find myself here, which is literally the same exact place, relatively, but I'm over on the conservative side. Although I think I might have actually moved a little more, more to the right. I'd say I'm more like right here, like basically where center is, or maybe like a little right of center. But this is basically how far left. Now, literally everyone's a bigot because anywhere they look is all bigotry. Lone Star says, those large rocks are called glacial erratics, and now you know. Very cool. In fact, I have a lot of them around my property, even in my backyard. I have a massive boulder in my backyard. It's incredible. In fact, across the river, there's lots and lots of boulders. Let me see if I can see any of them from my pictures that I've got here. Actually, you can. You can kind of see them here. I'm standing on one here, and then this is a huge, huge boulder. And then there's actually, you can't see it, but right here in the water is a massive boulder that is just under the surface. So you actually can't kayak right through. You have to go to the right. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty deep right there. All right, let's see here. Mark Robershaw says, hydroelectric Krigler. Yes, so great. Hydroelectric. Thank you. Thank you, Robershaw. I appreciate that. Mark G says, go with liquid cooling and ditch airflow. I actually talked to somebody about it, and it really is negligible about the difference between liquid cooling and airflow. As long as you get a good airflow case and get a good fan system, it really isn't that much of a difference. Robershaw says, put your PC in a plastic bag and submerge it in water. Actually, I know somebody who's a friend of mine who wants to make a PC that is in that sits in, I think he said, oil. So what you do is you basically make the computer, right? And then you seal it, all the specific parts, and basically you can submerge it in a cooling system where it's completely submerged. Now, obviously you can't exchange any parts, but once it's in there, it's gonna stay really cool. I don't really know the logistics of it, but it's pretty crazy. Jake Dog says, congrats, Chatmum Montana Horseman. I love Mama Craig's mineral oil. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's what I thought. I thought it was oil, but it's pretty cool to think about. Don't do this unless you're a professional, or you bring it to professional if you really want to do that. Yeah, right, exactly. Repair. You can't really repair it because you'd basically have to rebuild it. Let's see here. Robershaw says, Krigler mom is a female Thor. Yeah, let's go with that. I just had some crazy deja vu of that moment too. It's kind of fun. Robershaw says, in Stargate 1, first episode, you see her redacted. I don't know what that means, but okay. Tangent says, move the rock to the Rockets Stadium and rename it the the Dingerhead Rock. I'm sure that they would love that and hate it. Someone's going to love it. Someone's going to hate it. Robershaw said, lockdowns make me look like an axe murderer. You're all beardy and stuff. Gary Jensen said, as a bald man, don't do it. No, I'm doing it. You guys have no idea. I am so fed up with long hair. I cannot stand it. It's so long. I can't go swimming. I just don't enjoy having long hair anymore. I got to do it for me. I live my life for me. I don't live it for others. And my hair is getting cut off. I have an appointment Wednesday. So tomorrow, maybe I'll have my hair down for the final time. And then Wednesday's show, I will be a new me with a new haircut. Metastep says, hey, Adam, great show tonight. The only thing I look forward to on Mondays, my estranged wife was using my daughter as a club to blackmail me to get the vaccine. Much love. Oh, my God. Dude, that's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that, dude. That is horrible, man. But thank you very much. I appreciate, and I'm glad to be there for you. Robershaw says, VR will enslave humanity even more. Yeah, that may be true, sadly. I'll Butter Your Muffin says, they can check my dog's backdoor coin purse. They can even test and V-jab the dog's droppings too. might be twigs and berries in it. That's such a random super chat. Cool. Mavis says, no joke, I have the pick. Title says Lambda is more restrictive to the poke. Oh my gosh. Can you go to my locals page and post that, please? AdamKrigler.locals.com. It's hard. It's kind of hard to it's kind of hard to find me on Twitter because people tag me on Twitter and it's like I got to be looking at my mentions. I'm awfully active on Twitter and I'm awfully spicy on Twitter sometimes. I've been rather spicy today on Twitter. I've been snapping myself on Twitter. It's all good. Robert Shaw says, F YouTube. No. I love YouTube. YouTube is the reason I'm able to have this house. Seriously, because of you guys supporting me, because of this show, I can afford my mortgage, which actually isn't that bad because I'm out in the middle of nowhere in an old house that needs a lot of repairs. But I don't care. The property is what I got. I'm on a river. I have a huge garden. I love my place. Mr. Squiggles says, all this time, I thought Montana Horseman was just an inside joke with the chat or something. I just found out today it's a real user. Yes, Montana Horseman is a real person. Robert Shaw says, no, the pyramids were built by people of Redacted, and only one group of people that ever got blamed for Redacted. Don't worry about it. It's all confusing. Okay, thank you, Robert Shaw. Actually, Biden created that Redacted boulder. Oh, you guys are hilarious. Mark G, hold on, I just had a super chat jump. You guys are fantastic. Mark Robershaw says, put your PC in the freezer, bro, easy. No, do not do that. That is not good advice. Sejong says, I've seen overclockers put liquid nitrogen cooler on a CPU and overclock it to 10 gigahertz. It was wild. Performance gain was negligible. Memory bound. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Latin Patriot says, American Dystopia is awesome. Please look into it. Okay. Allison says, early Cray supercomputers used inert liquid cooling. Ah. Robert Shaw says, imagine Biden's utopia. Nasty. So nasty. Oh. Sorry, I had to get some water there. Dr. Fox says, I vote for Mohawk haircut. I would have an epic Mohawk if I, like, because, like, my hair is super long. You know what? No, I'm not taking that out. The freezing ton says total covid deaths in Australia in 2021 is well under 50. All they talk about is total cases. I was stunned when I heard this. I bet more people are getting killed by dingoes every year. Total control freaks. That's all it is, man. They just want the control. Fantastic Mr. Knox says Adam finally cutting his hair is an end of an era. Looking forward to the new look. Me too. Mark G says, the Alpha Sigma Pi variant is no joke. Robert Shaw says, ooh, microwave can charge your phone fast. Okay, nobody listen to Mark Robert Shaw. That dude is absolutely crazy. And look, people, if you haven't smashed that like button, I don't know what you guys are waiting for. We have an amazing smash to like to viewer ratio. Thank you very much for all of that. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. I've seen a lot of subscribers coming in lately. I think it's because of that article I did with about Tim, and it's blowing up. And I appreciate all you guys for doing that. Sharing all my videos also really does help. Sharing my live shows, sharing my clips when I post them up, and just following me. Thank you guys. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. I will see you guys tomorrow here on The Krigler Show. You have a great night. See you next time. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.